So, who is the biggest loser of all beings in the world? Don't all say me, first of all. Who is the biggest loser of all beings in the world? Okay. He who lives falsely and in contradiction to karmic law. Okay? So who's the biggest loser of all beings in the world? Yeah, not the people that worldly people think are losers, okay? But people who live falsely and in contradiction to the law of cause and effect. Yeah, so you can see why you wind up to be a loser that way, yeah? Because the actions we do have an ethical dimension, and they leave residual energy on our mind stream that influence what we get born as, what we experience, even when we're later born human, what our mental and physical habits are, and even what place we live in, and what happens, you know, in that place. So karma has, you know, our actions have a very strong influence on our experiences. And we're the ones who create our actions. So if we understand about the functioning of cause and effect, then we have the ability really to stop creating the causes of suffering and to create the causes of happiness and to purify whatever causes of suffering we've created before. Yeah, but just learning about karma isn't sufficient because, you know, most people here know about karma, but do we carry out our daily actions as if we believed in karma? That's the question, you know. Something comes up, we get irritated, yeah, then maybe we don't catch ourselves and the harsh words come out, you know, immediately. So, well, okay, we may believe in karma, but the afflictions are too strong at that moment. But, and so the words come out. Sometimes we stop and we go, I'm angry, be careful. And then we say it anyway. Yeah? Have you been in that situation? Yeah? Or you have an opportunity to be generous, and the first mental thing is, no. Or you know, you give something small, and then you say to yourself, oh, come on, you know, I mean, create some merit. And the mind still says, no. That happened to you? Yeah? And so, you know, it's like, okay, we believe in karma, but we don't always act as if we believe in karma. Yeah? Because sometimes we don't notice the afflictions are too strong, but sometimes, because down deep, do we really believe that that's a negative action? Do we really believe it's going to bring suffering to us? Or are we just like, well, it's just a small thing, it doesn't really matter anyway? Yeah, so to really live according to conviction in the functioning of the law of cause and effect, really, it's not so easy. Yeah, it takes a lot of effort and work on our part, you know, to notice our actions, to overcome all sorts of habits that we have from the past about, you know, habitual behaviors, habitual emotional reactions, you know. And then even when we do something negative and part of our mind is saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing it, and we do it anyway, afterwards, do we generate regret? Do we do any kind of purification? Or we just kind of say, well, okay, I did it. Throw it, you know, just throw it behind us. Or do we actually sit and, you know, and say, oh boy, yeah, I just did that. I didn't want to. I did it anyway. You know, what was going on? How can I deal with this situation next time it happens? And I regret it. and then to make amends through doing purification practice. Yeah, so to really try and be more aware about these kinds of things, because our ability to work with this law of karma is going to determine how quickly we progress along the path. Yeah, because if we ignore karma, yeah, and living according to this, but then we study all kinds of high teachings and we expect to have realizations of them, there's no way that's going to happen, because the mind will be too obscured by the negative karmas and it won't have the enrichment that comes from doing virtuous actions. So it's really important to be careful and to be astute about that. Yeah, so you have to stop, you know, when your mind kind of goes, well, who cares anyway? And to stop and ask yourself, well, who is this person that I'm thinking might care? Yeah? Do you care? Do you need another person to care? Yeah? But we care. Yeah. So it's not a thing like, well, nobody else cares what I do, so why should I? It's a thing, you know, I have my own sense of integrity. I care what I do. Yeah. So you have to, when your mind spouts that, you have to turn around. And, you know, when the mind says, well, who cares anyway, to turn around and say, I care. Yeah, it's very true. Somebody else, you were saying that, you know, you remember things in your past and you go, well, people didn't care then, or, you know, who cared then? And I remember somebody else telling me they had kind of that same thing, you know, when they get really kind of in a certain mental space, like, nobody cares anyway. Yeah, so why should I care? Nobody else cares. But, you know, that mind... the logic in that, yeah, I shouldn't care because nobody else cares. Is that reasonable? That I shouldn't care about something because nobody else cares? That's totally a ridiculous reason. Yeah. And then to even question the reason, nobody cares? Oh, really? Nobody cares? I can do whatever I want and nobody cares? Really? Or I could be in pain and nobody cares? You know, again, that's an exaggerated mental state. And then, third, to say, I care. Yeah, it doesn't matter who else cares or if anybody else cares. That's irrelevant. The important thing is I care. Yeah, we have to, you know, because our mind spouts all sorts of stupidagios. And so when the mind does that, you have to stop and say, okay, I'm going to talk to you. You have a conversation with that stupidagio, you know. Yeah, and you use your wisdom and, you know, your reasoning, and you put it in its place. Okay? Okay, so you're saying that when you say who cares, that was like a protective means you used when a kid. But it's such a strange mind, isn't it? To say nobody cares and who cares. It's an unreasonable mind. So then you're saying now as an adult what you do is you say, well, let's imagine somebody cared and what would that look like? But for me, it's like, wait a minute, I care. Yeah? Yeah, because for me, you know, when it's like nobody cares, what am I doing? I'm falling into self-pity. Yeah? And it's like, that is a dead end. Because for me, what works better is not what would it look like if people cared, but how many people cared at that time in my life, but I couldn't notice it. That works much better for me. Yeah? Because as a kid, you know, when you don't get you what you want, it's like, well, nobody cares. Actually, I'm sure a lot of people care. I'm sure people care. But we, you know, just shut down. You know, something awful happens and we get blamed and, oh, nobody cares about me. But how do we know that? Yeah? I'm sure there were other people who cared. Or people who would have cared had they known about the situation at that time. You know? So to just say nobody cares, that's really, I think, quite unreasonable. Even back then, you know, what our itty-bitty kids' minds said. Which actually wasn't a very good protection at all. As a kid, to say nobody cares, how does that protect you? It doesn't protect you. Yeah, so people could be caring a lot, and you're going, what I want more than anything is for people to care, and when people care, it's the same self-sabotaging mechanism that we use so much in our lives, isn't it? Yeah? And so just to notice that, to notice, oh, look what I'm doing, I'm pushing away what I want. Yeah? Say, knock, knock. I gotta be more intelligent. Okay? Yeah, so it's a mind of anger underlain with sadness and fear. As a kid, you don't know what to do with your sadness and fear or your anger. So you say, who cares? Yeah? But it's really such a ridiculous method to deal with things, isn't it? Yeah, this is a mind, when I get in that thing of who cares, I'm a mind that doesn't have integrity. And that's exactly what I was talking about by saying I care, because I care is that mind of integrity. Yeah? It's like I care about what happens to me. I care about what kind of person I am. I want to respect myself. Okay, so you were a teacher, and when the little kids would do that, your friend would go over and sit with them, because she recognized who cares, which is said with anger, was a cry for help. And just by going there and sitting with the person, the kid knows somebody cares. Yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing, you know, when we have an afflictive emotion, to stop and say, what's going on in me that's causing this? So for some people, they may see previous events when they were young. Some people, it doesn't matter what the previous event was. They just see, this is a habitual emotional reaction I have, you know? And it's just like, push button, this situation, boing, I react this way. And to say, you know, this is an old habit, it doesn't work, I don't need to keep doing it. Yeah? And you might say, okay, you know, if looking where that habit came from and seeing previous things, saying, okay, that's what I did at that time because that's all I knew, but now I know something else. So I'm going to set a new habit in my mind. Yeah? But I don't think it's always necessary to go back in the past to see. You know, some people may find it helpful, some people don't. You know, just seeing this is a habit that's not working. So yeah, this is something negative, but it only harms me. It doesn't harm anybody else, so I can go ahead and do it. Again, I mean, that's a stupid way to be thinking, isn't it? That's another stupidaggio. Yeah? Because in our heart, what do we want more than anything is to be happy. You know? And what we do, it doesn't just have implications for ourselves, it has implications for other people. And what I think of is like the laws saying that when you're riding a motorcycle, you have to wear a helmet. And I know many bikers hate that law. And they say, I don't want to wear a helmet, and if I kill myself, it's my business. But I really disagree, because if there's an accident, somebody else is going to be involved. And if you die, it's going to make that other person feel awful, even though it was an accident. Yeah? So out of, care and concern for other people, you may not care if you die, which I think is, I don't believe it. But, even if you don't care, somebody else is going to care. Yeah? So please, for their benefit, do that, wear the helmet. Okay.